Good morning and welcome. This is Heidi, weight loss mentor for the Right Body, Right Life 12-week journey. All right. I'm so excited to have you on the call and assist you in this journey. And today's our first call, and we have a lot to cover. And it's the Quick Start Guide, Four Secrets for Success to Prep Your Mind, Body, and Kitchen. And in this call, you'll have everything you need to really have the foundation and get you started. I'm going to put everybody on the mic, and I'd love us all just to say good morning to each other. So I'll let you know when you're all on. All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, good. It's wonderful to hear all your voices, and exciting time to start this, and high energy right now and long days. So we'll have lots of support energetically through this journey as well. And I'm going to go over what we're going to go over in today's call and then a few logistic things, and we'll dive right in. So in today's call, we're going to go over details on why just doing a diet doesn't work and why creating your design for living does. You're going to learn what specific foods to avoid in the beginning to stop nasty food cravings in their tracks. You're going to get specific directions and shopping instructions so that you're crystal clear on how to get started today. You're also going to learn about pain pushing you here and how your vision can pull you instead, and how powerful commitment and vision is. I want to just start by everyone closing their eyes and just take a really five nice deep breaths, just honoring yourself for taking this time for yourself, honoring this commitment, and just taking a pause. So just close your eyes and five nice deep breaths. Become present, drop into the moment. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. I would like to talk a little bit about how to get the most out of these calls. I know for me in the past, being on the phone, sometimes it's tempting to multitask or be on the internet, and just like to really invite you to give this commitment of time to yourself, to really be present, to be on the call, to be uninterrupted, to have water right there. Always have a pen and paper handy. You don't need to have it in your hand. It's a good idea to be near your computer and logged in to Club Shed, because sometimes we reference documents. I recommend not having it up the whole time because it can distract you, but if you can be near it and be able to get to it, that's a good idea in the future. So to get the most out of these calls, being present, being undistracted, having pen and paper, having documents ready if you need them off Club Shed, or having access to Club Shed. Taking this time for you. Listening to the recordings, I would like to let you know that each day after the call, as soon as it's available, I post the recording on Club Shed. So I recommend that you download that recording and have it on your own computer, so that even after Club Shed is gone or you're no longer on there, you have that recording for yourself. So download the call, have it on your computer, and it's like learning a new language. So listening to it again and again is a great idea. So we are going to dive right in and talk about why just doing a diet doesn't work and why creating your design for living does. Okay. So diets don't work alone, and why is this? There's a lot of reasons. Nutrition change is just one facet of adopting a new way of living. Diet alone cannot be maintained. It takes behavior change, new skills, a design for living that you can adopt as your new way of life. So my commitment to you over these next 90 days is to help you figure out your exact design for living that works for you so that you can stick to it one day at a time. I would like to see a show of hands. Has anyone ever lost every bit of weight you set out to lose? I do see some hands up. Great job. And out of those of you that raised your hands, have you kept it off, you know, kept that goal weight for over 3 years? So we're going to learn that the tools that gives you success over a lifetime. And one of the things that's so important is having a clear vision and a clear commitment, and then designing a program that you can do one day at a time that gives you success year after year. A little taste of what this will include is nutrition, schedule, tools, and daily practice. And for each of you, it'll be a little bit different. So on each call, you'll be learning new insights, gaining new tools, and you'll plug in the ones that work for you. In this program, I'll be helping you uncover your personal triggers, your unmet needs being filled by food, defining your relationship with food now and where you would like it to be. I will teach you the triple A spirit, awareness, acceptance, action. Help you discover what is your truth, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I will teach you how to align your behavior with your actions to match your vision. That's what makes up the lifestyle design. So I want you to be fresh and willing. I know that we've all had experiences where we learn something new. I imagine when we learned to walk, we were really committed to learning to walk. And that commitment was so clear, there was no choice not to. We began crawling. We began pulling ourselves up on chairs. We might have held somebody's hand. And I'm sure as we were learning to walk that we fell down, that we hit our head, that we got bruises. And had any of those things ruined our commitment, we would have never been walking today. So we were so committed to walking, it didn't matter the pain that we had to go through to get there. We were just committed. So we went through the pain, we went through the discomfort, we went through the learning, and now walking is so easy, we don't think about it. And it's the same thing with learning to ride a bike, with skiing, with learning a new computer program. Maybe there's something on the computer that when you first looked at it, you're like, oh my God, I can't do this. And then you go through the discomfort, you go through the learning, and now it's just easy. It's automatic. And anything that we learn in our life can become that easy and automatic if you take the time. So I'd love to see a show of hands. Would you love this part of your life to become easy and automatic? Great. I'm going to show you how. The one thing that I would love to talk about that I see happen often is that people are wishy-washy with what they want. And today's really the purpose of the call is to get so clear on what you want that it's just like walking. I want to walk, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there, and I'm going to meet my goal. That's how clear I want you to be today. Like there's no other choice. There's just no other choice not to do the actions that are going to back this up for you. This isn't forever. I want your commitment to be for these 90 days, and then we'll talk about how to ease into other things. But this is for today. This is for this week. This is for the next 90 days. So I want you to keep forever out of your mind, and how can you just be 100% in today? There's two things that I find make people absolutely committed. One is pain, and that's certainly what it's taken in most areas of my life to have profound change. And the pain that got me here is being 60 pounds overweight, being pre-diabetic, being uncomfortable in my body, not congruent with my values. I think that was one of my biggest mental pains, was I wasn't living up to my own values. So I want you all to take a moment and think about what is the pain that brought you here. And I would love it if some of you are willing to share, like what is the pain that brought you here, the final straw that made you say yes to doing this. Welcome.
Good morning. And the pain is that, you know, I'm starting a new business and I want to be a speaker and a coach. So being comfortable in my body is really, it's gotten the best of me now. I want to be comfortable in my body. Yeah. And also I have a lot of pain throughout my body, my back, my knees. So losing the weight, I believe, will help me to feel better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that and welcome.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to share the pain that brought them here? So I love you brought up about physical pain in the body. I'd love to just see a show of hands. Does anybody have aches or pains or joint pain, headaches? A lot of you, yeah. I remember my own husband, he's in the trades. He's a house painter, and he is very physically active, and he has a lot of joint pain and a lot of pain in his body. And I used to tell him, there's certain foods you can avoid that will really help you. And he is overweight. And he's like, oh, no, it's my age, it's my body, it's the trades, it's this, it's that. And a few months ago, he finally embraced this way of living and jumped on board with this program. And he lost 17 pounds in the first 6 weeks, and he's down 25 pounds now. And he makes jokes now because he'll eat some of those foods and wake up the next morning sore. His joints will be sore. And he's like, I can't believe you were right. And he really admitted that there are certain foods that really inflame him or cause that pain. So the fun thing is we can learn those things for each of your own bodies, and you can have that experience of being more pain-free than you are now. And it's fabulous. More energy, more pain-free. So those are some of the things to look forward to, which leads me into the three foods that I want to teach you about that we're going to avoid during the weight loss process at least. And some of you may choose to avoid these foods longer than that, but I would like you to open your learning cap to why these would be avoided during weight loss. One of the reasons that I see many diets fail is that they restrict calories but not certain foods. For instance, Weight Watchers make suggestions, you know, to eat healthy, but essentially you can eat anything within a calorie range. Many people choose foods that cause intense cravings, and cravings lead to indulgence and quitting. And in this program, you'll be learning how to stop craving. One of the ways we avoid cravings is by eliminating particular foods in the beginning of the weight loss portion of your new menu. These foods include sugar, flour, and junk food, like fatty foods, broken fatty foods. The reason is these are addictive foods, and they may be personal trigger foods for you. We don't know. When our bodies are out of balance from kind of eating all different kinds of things, we get incongruent with our inner knowing of what is really healthy for our body, what really feeds us. And so my invitation to you during this weight loss program for a couple reasons is, one, clean out your body so you can hear yourself again. Two, clean out your body so that your body's clean. Then you're healthier and more vibrant. And then three, we add foods back in slowly so you can really be clear on what are your own personal trigger foods. We all have our own weaknesses. Take a moment to think of yours. Like maybe there's a food when you start eating it and then you just dive in. You can't stop. Maybe there's not. Maybe there's a food that you know you wake up with a headache when you eat it, or that you get more sore in your body. Maybe you've never gone off those foods long enough to be aware of any of that, and that's fine too. What I'd like to tell you is it's a chemical reaction in your body. Experts say yes. In fact, there's many, many studies that reveal that some foods have a narcotic-like effect on the brain. So remember, overeating certain foods is not just a lack of willpower on your part. It has nothing to do with willpower. It's a chemical reaction, just like drugs, in our body. And isn't it strange to think that you might be taking heroin legally? I'm going to give you an example of this. There was a study done in March 2010 involving rats, and showed that given limitless junk food access, they had access to candy, to high-fat fast foods, to chips and cookies. They put on the pounds really quickly. And the interesting thing was that the rats compulsively, not sometimes, but compulsively started gorging on the junk food after just a short period of access to it. Scientists propose that fast food activates the pleasure centers of the brain, promoting a response that's not unlike the reaction to heroin or other narcotic drugs. In conclusion to this study, some foods can act like drugs and sabotage your weight loss success. it's not a huge surprise that the foods that have been out there all along are the foods that best fuel your body. Like the foods that are made on the planet, they don't cause these cravings. Like, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables, proteins, all of those things that were just naturally occurring, they don't cause this in our body. The other food that we consume is designed to leave you wanting more. It's all about consumerism. Think for a moment. If a company wants you hooked on their particular product, your compulsion for more will keep them in business for years. It's actually really genius, not unlike cigarettes, alcohol, or soda. As you can see, the trend in these three foods, you get to spend money, you get to feed the void you're feeling or the tiredness or whatever it is you're feeling, but in reality, these commonly blamed foods are no different from junk food. So no matter which form of drug we choose to ingest, our bodies respond with production of endorphins, natural chemicals and hormones. We become really addicted to this release that our own body produces. So while you're losing weight, putting these foods in your body, the sugar, flour, or junk food, is just self-sabotage. Whether, you know, there's a whole nother piece that we'll study later on down in the program, like, are you an emotional eater? Are you actually a food addict? Do you just have some weight that you want to lose? And you'll get really aware where your particular body is, and you'll learn the truth about that for yourself. And that's part of making this last a lifetime, is really getting honest with the truth of your body. So everybody's body has a chemical reaction to these three foods. It's just scientifically proven. If you are an addict on top of that, there's a whole nother set of chemicals that happen in the body, and we'll discuss that more at length in the future. So for this week, I would love for you to make the commitment to avoid sugar, flour, and junk foods. On this call, we're not going to go over at length the meal plan. I will give you action steps for this week. I'll tell you how to access the meal plan, and next week's call, you'll have done your shopping, you'll have everything in your house to get started, and we will go over at length the details of the weight loss portion of this journey. I would love to get you really clear on your commitment and your vision before we dive into anything else. And I found that doing this work while we're on the calls, everybody gets it done. And if I leave it up to people, some people don't get it done. So we're going to do it on the call. So I want you to just close your eyes for a moment. Put everything down except the phone if you're holding it. I want you to close your eyes. And I actually want you to stand up. And I want you to drop into your breath, drop into how your body feels right in this moment. I want you to just name to yourself how much extra weight you have on. You know, maybe it's 10 pounds, maybe it's 100 pounds. And just feel that weight, whether it's 30, 25, 15, whatever it is for you. Get that number in your head, and I really want you to feel the weight of that on your body. And if you continue to do the things you're doing, the actions you've done up to this point, it's not good or bad. It's just this is the results that you have from those actions. So I want you right now in this moment to decide, are these the results that you want? If these are the results you want, you can continue doing everything exactly the same. And if these are not the results you want, I want you to put on your completely willing hat to learn different actions that are guaranteed to give you the results you want. And go ahead and be seated again. And open your eyes. And on your pen and paper, the first thing that I want you to write down is the exact weight you want to be. And before you do that, let's talk about this for a moment. When I set out to lose weight, I was 170 pounds, and the doctor told me I had to lose at least 20. I was happy with 30 pounds. I was like, okay, if I can lose 30 pounds, that would be great. I ended up losing 60 pounds. So sometimes what you think you might want to write here may not be where you can really go. So I want to invite you just to think about these numbers. It's not set in stone. But if you're a woman and you are 5 feet is 100 pounds, for every inch over 5 feet, you'd add 5 pounds. Once you have that base number, so for instance, if you're 5'4", that'd be 120 pounds. So you wouldn't want to go lower than that. That's like the low end of your height. You could go up to 15 pounds above that. So depending on your age, depending on your bone structure, so that gives you a good idea of what your goal weight might be. So today I'd love for you to have a number on your paper. It's not set in stone. This is something we can go over in your individual sessions too to really get clear on that. But I want you to have an idea today so you're making a commitment to get started. So write a number down. If you don't have pen and paper, have a number in your head. And the next thing that I want you to write down is what size clothing would you love to wear? And, you know, we can get crazy here, too, because depending on what brand, it could be three sizes different. But a basis, you know, I wear, when I first lost all my weight, I went down to a size 2. And I thought, that's too thin for me. I don't want to be that thin. So I went back up, and I wear a size 4 today. So I'm only 5'3", just to give you guys all an idea. I'm very short. So it's different for everybody's body. But have an idea of where you want to be. And like I said, this isn't the end-all be-all. We can discuss this in your individual session. But I want you to have a clear starting point. So write that down. What size of clothing do you want to wear? And now I want number 3. I want to also tell you that this vision worksheet that we're going through right now is on Club Shed, and I'll tell you how to access that later. So you can work on this on your own, too, and get really clear or change it as we go, too. Number 3 is I want you to write down what you'll think about yourself when you look in the mirror at your goal weight. So this is writing as if it already is happening, like looking in the mirror and going, wow, you've done a great job. You look amazing. Look at this sexy, youthful-looking body. Like, what is it you want to feel about yourself when you're at your goal weight and you look at the mirror? Write the feelings down or the thoughts down. Number 4, I want you to write, how will you feel physically? And just words, like, will you feel flexible, clean, slim, confident, powerful, energetic? Whatever the words are that you will feel when you're in your right size body, I want you to write those words down right now. In your physical body. Number 5, how do you want to feel mentally? So mentally, do you want to feel clear, in control, happy, satisfied, content? What are the mental feelings that you'll have about yourself when you're in your right size body? And number 6 is how you feel emotionally, proud, confident, strong, and this may mix with mentally. Will you feel happy, excited, ecstatic? And number seven, what will your life look like when you're in your goal weight, your goal size, when you're feeling these things? And what that might mean is, mentioned, she's a speaker. So her life might look like standing on stage in a beautiful outfit that she bought, that she feels radiant and dynamic in and healthy and powerful. So I want you to look at, like, what your life would look like. Like, maybe what does your beloved say as you walk through the door? Or how do you feel in your body doing your work? Or are you going to ride a bike that you've never gone riding before? Are you going to get in a swimsuit and go to Hawaii where you didn't want to before? Are you going to go dancing? What will your life look like at your goal weight? And I want you to write some of those visions down. And like I said, you're going to do more of this. This isn't the only visioning you do, but I want you to have a clear start today. And number eight, how will that state of health impact your life? Do any of you have, you know, the joint pain or the inflammation or the achiness in your body? So how will being really healthy impact you? Maybe your cholesterol will be even. Maybe if you have diabetes, you won't have that anymore. So, I mean, look at how this could impact your health. More energy is a huge thing that I see with people. I've had people say, I have chronic fatigue, I've tried everything, and they have zero symptoms of chronic fatigue today. And number nine is, what will you be able to do and accomplish that you can't now, that you won't now? What is, you know, at least one thing that you'll do that you don't do now because of your weight? Or that you do but you feel terrible doing? Hi, I'm so-and-so, and these are my three visions.
And my three visions are to be at 133 pounds, wearing size 10 to 12, and one of the other part is my health. I would have no more pain, and then I'll be out front more often.
One of three of my visions are, I want to weigh 135 pounds, I want to love my body and feel sexy in my clothes, and I want to be free of physical pain and have more energy.
I want to feel much more confident in the way I look. I want to have more energy, very important for me. I'm still working, although I should be retired, but I do need more energy. And my goal is 190 pounds, and I'm at 216 right now. And I also suffer from sleep apnea, and my doctor assures me that if I will lose weight, that will disappear. I will get a better night's sleep and will have more energy, et cetera, et cetera. So sounds like everything is going to come together.
My goal weight is 131. How will I feel emotionally is more confident. And I have a rather energetic job, so I'll feel more up to the job. And then what I want to accomplish that I can't do right now is be able to ride my bike again for long distances.
My goal weight is 150, and I want to be more confident and relaxed and at peace around my body and my eating. And I envision myself both feeling good scuba diving, which I am certified to do, and salsa dancing, which I've loved to do in the past, and also looking in the mirror at Bikram yoga and feeling good about my body.
Yay, so I think everybody got a chance to share. So I'd love us all just to say out loud, I support you in your vision. So let's just say that together.
I support you in your vision.
Yay! So there's power in numbers, and that's one of the secrets to success is supporting each other and not being on this journey alone. So everybody that's on the call is on Club Shed. So there's a few people that haven't been on there yet. I'm willing to stay on today's call after the call is over to help assist you with that. So I'll ask again if you need help with that. So a couple of the guidelines. After today, everything that we do in communication happens on Club Shed. So if you need to private message me on there, you would do it through there and not on email. I check Club Shed daily, so you'll get faster access to me. All the documents that we'll be referring to on the calls and using will be posted on Club Shed, and you'll have access to print them out, download them, use them off there. We talk to each other on Club Shed. We post our menus on Club Shed, which I'll be talking about next week. So real important to get on there and just familiarize yourself with it. It's easy to use. And like I said, I'm happy to stay on the call and help anybody that needs more assistance with that today. So getting really clear on your vision is so important because you need to make that commitment. Make that commitment today that that's your goal, that's your vision, and you're going to do whatever it takes to back up that vision, right, to get those results because you don't want the results that you had anymore. Is that correct? So I'm going to show you the easiest, fastest way to get the results that you want. And I want to share with you what happens to some people. Everybody that does what I share with them gets fast results. They get 100% results. I've never seen anybody not get the results. So that's pretty cool, right? So you know that if you do these things, you will get the results. I've never had anybody not get them. So it's 100% guaranteed. What I have seen happen is people start doing it and they get so excited and it's great. And then after a little while, they haven't lost all their weight yet, but they're like, oh, well, I'll have a little of this or I'll do a little of that. And that's fine. However, I have seen people struggle so hard to get the serenity they had when they were actually just not having that choice. So I'm going to talk to you about choice right now. That for right now, I want you to take the choice off the table to do anything different. Try this. Try this system for 90 days. You can choose anything you want, and we're going to talk about how to add things in, how to move your life around, how to do this. So it's not cookie cutter forever, but this cleans your body out. This reduces cravings. This gets you the results you want. And you can try this and adopt it and get the results and then decide, are these the results I want? Do these actions make me happy? And I just want to give you that chance. And what I see happen is people love the results, and then they're like, oh, I'm going to do a little of this, a little of that, and then it's hard to get back. So I want to invite you not even to have a choice to do your old behaviors right now. Just like make it such a strong choice. It's like you wouldn't walk out in front of a bus. You don't contemplate it. You don't entertain that. It's not something you would do. You just don't walk out in front of a bus. So for these 90 days, I'm going to ask you for it just not to be a choice to do anything else, for it not to be a choice to stop doing what we're going to be learning here, for it not to be a choice to do your old behaviors. Does that make sense? And I want you right now to just make a commitment to yourself and press. Everybody's committed. Yay! You guys are awesome. I'm going to share with you how to do it one day at a time, and you can get through this. So I want to talk a little bit about the detox phase of this, what happens in your body. I don't know what all of you are eating now. So depending on what you're eating now will result in what symptoms you have of detox. On Club Shed, we are going to be working with, on next week's call, you're welcome to print these out before then, you will go under Club Shed, and at the top where all our pictures are, there's a bar of tabs, and they say Club Shed, About, Events, Photos, Files. Under the Files tab, you will find all the documents you need that I'm referring to, and the documents that we'll be using this week and on next week's call are the Shopping Phase 1, so that's one of the documents you'll need to print out, Shopping Phase 1, Right Body Phase 1 Menu, the Vision Worksheet, the Awareness Worksheet, Guidelines and Tips. So there's five documents that you'll need to print out and refer to this week. So the Vision Worksheet is what we went over today, and I want you to get crystal clear on your vision and really hone it in and look at that. Post it in your car. Post it on the mirror. Post it on the refrigerator. And ask yourself, are these actions that I'm about to do backing up what I want? Is this action that I'm about to take going to give me the results that I want? And that's a great way to break, you know, if you're having a temptation or you're doing something that you might not want to do, ask yourself that question. Is this going to help me meet my vision? So I will post that, and we'll be going over those documents next week at length about the menu and everything else. So for I see one more hand up. I'm going to answer this question.
Hi. Remember, and maybe this is not the time to say it, but also, you know, I have a I have problems, you know, with my, you know, gluten-free and all those, celiac and what have you. So you said for me to remind you, is this the time to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we will, next week when we're going over the menu, we'll be going over extensively, like if someone's vegetarian, what they would avoid, if you're gluten intolerant and all those things. The reason, I love that you brought it up, Brandy, thank you. The reason that we don't dive right into the menu on the first call is because that's our old mindset of like, oh, I'm getting a diet and I'm going to diet. And we do need to have a diet that we're adopting, and we are going to dive into the nutrition portion of this program, and we're going to do it on next week's call. But I really want you to embody the mindset shift that this has to be a different way of life. And so more importantly than starting the diet, you can start it today. You can print out those documents. It's really self-explanatory. It'll be a little confusing. That's why we're going over it next week. But you can absolutely start today. You can print those things out and start. I know Sally started, and she lost 8 pounds really fast. I believe it was 8 pounds. But before next week, you need to print those documents out and read through them, and then we'll go over them, and I'll answer any questions at that time. A lot of questions will be next week on the call. The things that you need to make sure you do are shopping. So on the, let me pull up the sheet too so I can see it. So on the Shopping Phase 1, there's food choices. I want you to know that if there's any vegetables that aren't listed on there, you can have any vegetable you want. The only ones not in the beginning are potatoes, avocados, corn, or peas. The only reason is because they are either high in calories, like the avocados, or the corn, peas, and potatoes can cause craving for some people in the beginning. They're not bad food. You will get to have them. You'll have French fries. You'll eat avocados, but it's just best to stay away from them in the beginning for those reasons. And we can go into more detail about that if you want. But if you like a fruit that's not on here, you can have any fruit. So if I didn't think of something, or if you know of some exotic fruit, tell us, post it. You know, it's great to have the variety. Same thing with meat or fish, or if you have a question about like vegetarian, protein. You can check with me on Club Shed. You can post a question and I'll answer it. And we can also talk about that in your private strategy session. On the second page of the shopping list, there's some tips and for shopping. There's tools for success. So the tools for success, you've got to have your things that are needed for this program. And one is a digital scale to weigh yourself. And we're going to talk about weighing. And we're all going to weigh in on Monday. In fact, I'd like you all to weigh today. In the future, we're only going to weigh once a week. You get up, you pee, you get naked, you get on the scale, and you weigh yourself. My recommendation is that you have a digital scale, that you have one place on the floor that you put it. I've played with scales a lot, and you can move it 3 feet and be 5 pounds different. So don't make yourself crazy. Use only the same scale every week, put it in the same spot on the floor, and put it away. No getting on it in between. Just every Monday you'll weigh in before our call. And I'd love for you guys to post your weight every Monday. If you're uncomfortable with that, I'd love you to private message it to me on Facebook. And the second thing you'll need is, I said two digital food scales. At the bottom, at Bed Bath & Beyond, I list my two favorites of a body scale and a food scale. The reason that we use a food scale is it allows for freedom, and you don't have to think about how much you're eating. It's just completely accurate, and you'll get really used to looking at the right portions. And some people choose to keep using a scale, and some people don't. There's a lot of tools that I'll share with you that I used for the first year, and now I don't. The scale is one that I love, and I still continue to use except when I eat out. I love my scale, and I'll share some stories about that too. You need some nice big measuring spoons, like the just tablespoons, but you want two or three of them because you use them a lot and you don't want to wash them all the time. A huge salad bowl is a nice thing, and you know, it's fun to have like your salad bowl and make this fun for yourself. So those are some things that you'll need to get for shopping so that you're definitely ready to start before next Monday. Love you to have those things in your house. And then the food, and I recommend having at least 3 days of food in your home, because if you don't plan this, it will plan you. So that's one of the things we'll be talking more about at length. So your action steps for this week, and I'll post this on Club Shed, so you don't have to write this down right this second. I'll post the documents you need to print and the action steps for this week. Number one is to go shopping. Number two is to do your vision worksheet really clearly. Number three is to play with the awareness worksheet. Number four is kitchen cleanup. Kitchen cleanup means get all the foods out of your house that are your trigger. If you have tons of ice cream in the fridge and you're not going to be eating ice cream while you're losing weight, get it out. If you have family members that eat other things and you need to have some of those foods, I have two kids and a husband that eat differently. They have their own drawer. Like, I have a drawer that's their food. It's not my food. I don't get in it. So I recommend, getting your kitchen organized for your success. Like, this is going to be my spot, my food, my things, this and that. Prepare your family. If you live with other people, even roommates or family members, let them know what you're doing. And don't say, oh, I'm on a diet. Say, you know what, I'm doing this, and I need to make sure that I have my food, and, you know, I love your support, and this is how you could help me. Have a conversation with the people you live with. It's helpful. Weigh each Monday morning. Post on Club Shed or private message me. Cut out this week. If you're not going to start the full-out meal plan until next Monday, cut out sugar, flour, and junk foods this week. And eat 3 meals a day of fruit, veggies, whatever that is not sugar, flour, and junk foods. So we're keeping it simple. Drink a minimum of a half of your body weight in water each day. So, for example, if you weigh 150 pounds, half of that is 75. So you'd drink 75 ounces of water. So this week, you're cutting out sugar, flour, and junk foods, and you're drinking a half of your body weight in ounces of water. Doing your shopping and doing your kitchen cleanup. So So we had a lot of information, and the call's coming to a close. I'm going to stay on and go a little bit over. I understand if anybody has to go. If there's anybody that needs help with Club Shed, definitely stay on the call, and I'll help walk you through that, okay? The last thing that I want to share before anyone goes is that taking sugar, flour, and those things out of your diet can cause withdrawal symptoms, just like someone coming off drugs. You can detox. Some people have no symptoms at all, so I'm not trying to scare you, but I would like to prepare you that you could have headaches, you could feel tired, you could be moody, you could be achy, like flu-like symptoms. That's all normal. Drink more water, you'll get through it, and eating this way won't make you feel worse. It's just going through the detox phase, and I can support you in that. You can post it on Club Shed, like, I'm feeling crummy, what is this? And I'll answer you back and support you through that. It goes away very quickly if you do have symptoms, and you end up getting super energized and feeling delightful. So know that that's on the other side. Oh, and I just would love us all to say this together. So I'm going to read this to you once. And it's, I'm 100% committed to my vision and putting myself first for these 90 days and to practice this design for living to the best of my ability, looking forward with new eyes and giving myself permission to succeed. I just want to end the call this way. You can have exactly what you want, and you get to decide. Make your decision clear and back it up with your behavior and commit today. And that completes our call for today. And like I said, I'm happy to stay online to answer any questions or to get you started on Club Shed. So if you don't have questions, I'll talk to you next week and on Club Shed. And if you do, I'll be on the line. Make it a great day.